You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by European champion para laser run athlete, Dr. Harriet Dunn. Dr. Dunn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So before we get into laser run, can you give us a little bit of your background, please, about your sight loss and a wee bit of how you got into para laser running as well?
So I was born with very complex medical conditions, and one of those is my eye conditions. So I've got nystagmus in one eye and anophthalmia in the other eye. I've also got profound hearing impairment from a hearing implant user, among other conditions. But I always think disability isn't a barrier to sport or life in general. I've achieved so much in my life and often kind of defied the perspectives and preconceived ideas of those people around me, education professionals, health professionals, and other people. I've always been involved in various sports, like disability sport, non-disability sport. As much as I love sport, I've never found something that has genuinely been inclusive and accessible to my multiple different conditions. It was via a work colleague at Liverpool John Moores University last April 2023, that I became involved in the UK Para Pentathlon project. And it was set up as a way of getting people with a range of different impairments, physical, sensory, mental health, involved in paralyzable, which is part of Pentathlon GB. So I suppose from my perspective, the rest of it is history. I've got involved in that and in the last sort of 18 months have really enjoyed it. And it's gone from there, really.
Certainly has. And yeah, as you said, the rest, as they say, is history. And we will certainly get into that a little bit later on. But before that, for anybody who is uninitiated, can you explain a little bit about what laser run is, please?
Laser run, in essence, is two of the five disciplines in modern pentathlon. So there is the laser shooting aspect and there's also the running aspect. Participants will run sort of 1,500 metres into the laser shooting range. Participants in my category, the visually impaired and blind category, shoot from 3 metres. And you have to shoot 5 green lights, which are effectively bullseyes, in 50 seconds or less. From that point, you then have to run 300 metres round the course. And you do that 4 times, so the shooting and the running, before you come in to the finish line.
Multi-event sport, but I imagine that the main difficulty of it is getting your heart rate under control, because if you've just been running for 300 metres and then you're suddenly kind of waving this laser gun around, you've got no idea where that's going off if your heart rate's up.
That's the important part of it, is how do you get into that rate mode and bring the heart rate down, which is then going to increase in less than 50 seconds time again. So it's that when you run, each time you run into that shooting range, it's taking a couple of seconds to position yourself, orientate yourself, before you then start shooting the laser pistol. And that is something that I've learned and developed over the last 12 months. I very much kind of want to get on and do something and, you know, get that pistol in my hands and shoot those green lights. But I found that my accuracy wasn't always that great when I came in from the run, because I wasn't orientating myself appropriately and effectively as I could do. So with a few kind of adjustments and advice and guidance from my coach. I was able to develop that, even to the extent that I've got 5 green lights in under 10 seconds, and people comment on, "Oh, you're pretty good for a blind girl." And, you know, it's kind of doesn't intend to be sarcastic or anything, but actually it's all about the preparation and how you approach that on the day.
And you know, it's led to some pretty great results. You're not too long back from the European Championships in Madeira, not only lovely part of the world. How was the whole experience?
Oh wow, just fantastic. So I never represented my country before. I suppose growing up, I didn't have any blind and visually impaired athletes that I looked up to. I didn't really know anyone, as it were. It's only as an adult I've kind of become more involved in the blind community. So yeah, I've never represented my country before, and to do that on the European stage, having only done the sport for just over 12 months, was absolutely fantastic experience. I learned so much from it, and I had a wonderful 4 days in Madeira. The one thing that really stood out to me in the whole experience, the 4 days that we were out there, was everyone came together, everyone supported each other, we all looked out for each other, and we had such a great laugh. We learned so much more about each other, and the competition was amazing. It was just so good. We brought back a whole load of medals, and we were all very proud of what we achieved. For me, it was that, wow, I went out there kind of not knowing what to expect. You can train and prepare as much as you want. I didn't expect to come back as a, you know, European champion. And it was just amazing. I can't tell you how good it was.
In the space of 4 days, you go from, "Oh, I've never represented my country or anything." It's like, oh look, I'm a European champion. So with that in mind, my final question for you is, what's next?
We are completely self-funded athletes. We receive no sport governing body funding. So as you can imagine, it's quite an expensive sport to be involved in. Next year, we are aiming towards the European Championships. Again, the venue is to be announced very shortly. And then at the end of September, early October, so in a year's time, is the World Championships in Turkey. And that will be a fantastic opportunity. If I get selected to represent my country, that will be amazing. I would love to do that. Alongside that, we will have a range of local and national events and continuing training as well to, you know, really kind of carry on at being the best that I can be, but enjoying it at the same time.
Dr. Harriet Dunn, European champion of paralaser athlete, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.